Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. And we started in last shiur talking about the Malacha of Dosh. And the Tolda of Dosh is the Isser of Schitas Peiros, which is extracting liquid from a fruit. That is the Tolda of the Dosh, and that's also to do on Shabbos. Why is it similar to Dosh? Just like Dosh, you extract the wheat from the chaff, they are grew together and you're separating now. The same thing when it comes to juice inside a fruit, when you separate that, that's separating the juice from the place where it grew together with the peri. So that is similar to dosh. It's called mefarik, and that's a tolda of dosh, and therefore it's also due on Shabbos. And even though you would tell me that since the whole peri is royal achila, so it's like cutting a peri in half. Why is that a issa dosh? The answer is because there's two separate entities. There's a peri, and inside there's a mashka, there's juice. When I take it out, I'm turning that into juice, so therefore that's why it's issa schita, because I'm making something new here. I'm taking an olive or a grape, and now I'm taking out the juice and making that into wine or into oil, and therefore that goes into the issa mefarik, where I'm separating two things that grow together and separating, making one into juice and one's the peri, just like you have chaff and the wheat. Here you have the peris and the juice. Now the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel, says there are three levels when it comes to schita peris. There's zeisim va'anovim, which is also midaraisa. Those are olives and grapes, which are also midaraisa, because these two fruits are that the ultimate use for these fruits is for the liquid, for the wine and for the oil. And since that's the ultimate use and that's the normal use of those fruits, therefore that is the issa daraisa of schitas peiros. Level number two is what the Gemara calls tusim v'remainim, which is berries and pomegranates. Those are all other peiros that it's some people juice them, it's commonly used for juice, and commonly squeezed for the juice, but it's also not the only ultimate use for it, there's other uses for it as well. Those things are also in the Rabbanon. Examples of such foods are oranges, apples, grapefruits. We'll talk about oranges and grapefruits soon, maybe that's Sadaraisa, but the pastas, the example of such foods are oranges, apples, grapefruits, pineapples, tomatoes. Those are all things that it's commonly juiced, but it's not a Daraisa. The third level is fruits and vegetables that are not usually juiced. And those are mutter to do schita on. For example, melons, maybe mutter to do schita because it's not commonly juiced. Lamaisa, the place can say that bezman hazeh, since we have all these juicing companies that they juice everything basically, so therefore you always have to be chayshish that might be also the rabbanon because most fruits and vegetables are used for juice in some shape or form, and therefore kapana will be also the rabbanon. What's the difference between also the rabbanon or also the taira? There are differences. Because there are certain kulas we'll see that since it's only awesome derabanan, we'll use that kula, but not if it's awesome deraisa. And there's actually a suffix when it comes to oranges and grapefruits, so maybe it's a deraisa, because it's really a shaila how to learn why zeisim vanovim are deraisa. If the reason is because roiv of those fruits are used for, roiv olives and grapes are used for juice, so some want to say that today, roiv oranges and grapefruits are also used for juice. Others say, no, lemaisa, it's not the ikker ultimate use of those pears, and therefore it's not the raisa, and we assume, usually, most places can assume that oranges and grapefruits are also midrabanan. So the bottom line is, we have three levels. We have the olives and grapes, which are midaraisa. We have the other foods, which are commonly juiced, which example are apples, pineapples, tomatoes. Those are also midrabanan, and oranges and grapefruits are included in that as well. Then the third level, like melons, which are not usually juiced, or be mutter, and we spoke out that maybe today, that everything is juiced, maybe that should be awesome.